I'm absolutely delighted to be here with my great colleagues from the Oireachtas at Sligo to see this fantastic development that has been here. We visited the medical off-site unit over at St. John's Community Hospital, which is 26 new beds to support the infrastructure of the hospital, take off some of the pressure on the acute hospital. We've seen a substantial reduction, I think, here in particular on hospital trolleys. I'm just so impressed by the work of the hospital, the people in the hospital, and recognising the impact of the new beds. Looking at the figures as I do every day, but in particular after bank holidays weekends, I see that the figures on trolleys have dropped from 29 after the St. Bridget's Day weekend in early February to 8 after the Easter weekend. That's a reduction of 72%, despite presentations increasing in this 2025 period by 5%. That's as a consequence of the infrastructure investment and being able to move people out of the hospital and therefore have better patient flow. But it's also a reflection of the way in which people are working here and their commitment to being rostered at the weekend and making sure the patients can be discharged. We go into another bank holiday this weekend, and I'm asking all of our acute hospitals around the country to be sure that they have people rostered right across the healthcare system to make sure that we have that patient flow that we can see delivers demonstrably better experiences for patients in terms of their well-being, but crucially in terms of their safety in every ED around this country. So it's really impressive here in Sligo. It's also fantastic to see this additional investment being made here with right behind us here, this 42-bed development here at SUH, and to see what's yet to come in Sligo, which I think is very, very exciting.
Consultants are, though, concerned over the seven-day roster. Are their concerns justified?
Well, consultants are, 62% of consultants have signed a contract that they're being paid to be rostered on a six-day window. So I can't imagine why they would be concerned having signed such a contract. It's really important that our hospital system, that everybody in the hospital system, not just consultants, are rostered in a reasonable way. Not every weekend, of course nobody's expecting that, but rostered in a reasonable way to ensure that our hospitals are functioning on a seven-day basis. But if I was somebody who had signed a contract to work on a six, my expectation, the contract says that I am signing a contract to be rostered over a six-day period, then I would expect it. And, you know, a question might be, why haven't I been rostered on Saturday already? You know, so I think that's a pretty reasonable
Just
question.
On that, Minister, why has that plan not actually been put in place sooner, this roster plan of yours?
Well, it has been since I've become minister.
But before that, like years ago?
The contract was signed, I think, originally came about in 2023. A lot of work was put in by a lot of different ministers and the departmental staff to agree that contract. What we need to see, though, is the full implementation of that. I mean, I recall, for example, when that contract was being drawn up, that it was not accepted by the IMO and it was not accepted by the Hospital Consultants Association. Nevertheless, we've had not just new entrants taking up that contract, as they're required to do, but many people transitioned to that contract. So it goes to show, you know, sometimes things, we are all in healthcare reform and healthcare delivery together. We are all doing that for the same reason, which is patient safety, good outcomes, and better access to our very good hospital system. Our outcomes are very, very good, but this is an important way of improving access, and I'm so impressed to see how those numbers have fallen over the last while. Now, they dip and fall. Like, for example, over the Easter bank holiday weekend, we had on the Tuesday morning 20 of our 29 hospitals in green, you know, in terms of our analysis of hospital figures, and 9 that were not. Bernard Gloucester and I investigated the local reasons for each one of those, and I will be bringing a memo to Cabinet, not just on the cases over the Easter bank holiday weekend, but also the, you know, what happens in this bank holiday weekend. It cannot be that your experience as an individual is different in a hospital depending on whether you arrive on a Friday morning or a Sunday morning. You know, you didn't decide when you got sick, and you deserve to be treated in the same way. And the hospital deserves to come in. People come in on a Monday and Tuesday and be able to start each week afresh without having to deal with the backlog over the weekend. I think this is a completely reasonable way of working. It's in the interest of people working in the hospital system.
Minister, your visit comes just days following revelations of a leak in the orthopaedic theatre here in Sligo. Surely you must think that's totally unacceptable.
Well, I note that it's not the first leak and that there's been a number of leaks. And I'm here with Tony Cannon here from the HSE, who's going to describe to you his response to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so we have had a number of leaks over the years in the orthopaedic theatre, and it has created disruption for elective surgery. It's important for people to know that our trauma orthopaedic service is continuing. But we will be sitting down with the orthopaedic surgeons in the next couple of weeks to work out a plan with them, first of all, that deals with their immediate concerns, and that has the backup of our infection prevention control people and our estates people, and also looks at a long-term plan for surgery within this hospital.
Is there a plan for a new surgical hub in the pipeline? timeframe the Northwest has said this is not fit for purpose here?
We put forward a proposal to develop a surgical hub for the Northwest that will be based in Sligo. We've identified a site for that and it will be considered by the senior leadership team of the HSC in the middle of May and then go forward for approval.
So it is going to be based in Sligo because there was concern in Letterkenny that it's going to be here and then there wasn't a decision made. So you're confirming that it is the surgical hub is going to be in Sligo?
Yeah, well, our proposal is that it will be based in the Northwest and we have identified a site that would be suitable, but the decision about where it will finally be based will be made at departmental level.
When? Do we have a timeline of when?
Well, I accept that it has to go first of all to the senior leadership team of the HSC by the middle of May. It will do that, and then to the board of the HSC by the end of May, and on to the department.
Here we are, having developed 26 beds. We're standing here in front of a site for 42 beds. We cannot have a leaky theatre. There's no question about that, and it simply just has to be resolved. Yeah. Now, I know that Tony has a plan in relation to that, but I do not expect to see this to be a problem going into the winter.
It's been said this week that perhaps maybe your party, Fine Gael, need a bit of a shake-up in leadership, and it's been reported that perhaps maybe you could be a potential runner and maybe leading the party going forward.
There's absolutely no discussion about, there's absolutely, just not absolutely, no, absolutely not.